بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course all mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the recitation of Surah Yasin we recited now. May Allah make it a means of changing the conditions the ummah is going through in different parts of the world. May Allah remove all bala, afat, musibat from us. May Allah make it a means of our protection, our hidayat, a means of maghfirat of all the marhumeen, especially those who passed away recently. Brothers with a very, very sad heart, whatever is happening from the past few weeks, all of you are well aware of the virus, and we have spoken about this the past two Monday majlises, on Jumu'ah also. I tried my level best, may Allah accept it, to give strength to all of us. We are believers. That is the first thing we should remember. We are mu'mineen. And we make shukr to Allah for the ni'mat of iman. And as I mentioned, trials and tribulations come upon us. There are three categories of people. When trials and tribulations befall them, the first is that category who complains about the decision of Allah and the trial and tribulation and the loss and sickness or whatever bala has come, and they complain against the decree of Allah, and they begin to become angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an azab for such people. And then there are those who make sabr, and they will be rewarded for their sabr, and this is a rahmat for such people. But one step beyond that is are those who not only make sabr, but they accept this as the decision of Allah and they're happy with the decision of Allah. Of course, they are not asking for any musibah to come, but since a trial has come, they wholeheartedly accept this decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they exercise complete sabr. For them, this is a rahmat. And alhamdulillah, we have tried to explain various aspects of all these trials that are taking place from long over the whole different parts of the world. Brothers can listen to those bayans again. It is available the last two Monday majlises, the Jummah bayan. I'm not going to go into all those details again. What is most important for you and I now? Now that it is such that even our masjids, Ya Allah, what a sad condition and plight that we have come. That even our masajid are affected. May Allah make our masajid abad. Brothers, if we don't make the masjid abad, these are the things that will happen to us. In the month of Ramadan, if you recall, I was pleading, of course myself also, Allah forgive my weakness, overlook my weakness. But it was a humble plea that I made to all those brothers who were here in the month of Ramadan, most of you were present, to please let us make an effort on few more brothers so that our masjid could become more full. When our masjids are not full to capacity, like how it is on a Jummah day, on a Eid day, or some janazah, or some nikah, and our normal salat, we just have 4 or 5 stuffs, that's all. Then these are the conditions that will take place. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah does not require our ibadah. Allah does not even require the ibadah of the other makhluk that are making his ibadah. وَإِمْ مِنْ كُلٍ وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحُهُمْ. Every single makhluk of Allah, a plant, a leaf, a flower, an ant, an animal in the jungle, the angels, the particles, the rain, the sun, the moon, in their way which Allah has created them, they are making, they are hymning the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narration have mentioned that Allah has created some angels from the time Allah created them, they are in the qiyam position, glorifying Allah. Some are in the ruku position. Of course, they don't feel pain and aches like you and I. But in ruku position, making subhanallah, praising Allah. Some are in sujood position. Allah does not need anybody's ibadat. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu wal ghaniyul hamid. Allah is full of praise. Allah is independent. We need to make the ibadat of Allah. When Yunus alayhi salatu salam's people rejected Yunus alayhi salatu salam's dawah towards Allah, and when they saw the clouds just above them, they realized that now an azab is coming. They were absolutely lucky at the last moment. Azab was almost going to come. When they saw the punishment coming, immediately they brought iman. And Allah removed that punishment. They were saved. You and I are also in the similar condition now. But the whole world will give their theories and conspiracies and whatever. Yes, all these measures we are taking are precautionary measures because we have been instructed by senior people, ulama and doctors, etc. Otherwise, whatever will happen, will happen. So we believe totally in the taqdeer of Allah. We're just trying to take our precautions. The important thing is our attachment should be now closer and more with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not moving away from Allah. Yes, whatever regulations will be passed and whether we have to do and we abide as citizens and we work around that, that is a different issue. Point here is, it mustn't make it a means of us going further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now is the time for every one of us, my respected mothers and elders at home also, I hope you are listening, that believe me, we have to cry and cry and cry like we never cried before. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time to really take out the sadaqah. If you remember the 7 points I mentioned of Mazat Mawlana Salim Dara Sahab, Damat Barakatum of Leicester, we mentioned the first Monday Majlis, the 7 things he mentioned to do. So we have to make sincere tawbah, istighfar, nastaghfirullah. Not just make it just a ritual or just by the way, sincerely. And obviously at home in solitude, you got no problem there. You know, nobody's going to come and tell you now you only need to be 2 people or 3 people, your own house. You make your ibadat, roll your musalla and cry and cry and cry, not only for yourself, but for the whole ummah, whichever part the ummah is. So our attachment should now be more. Believers, Allah has given us iman, alhamdulillah, shukr. Now we have to become more closer to Allah. And the non-believers, many of them have seen now some signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must become a means of them accepting iman and believing in Allah. I have mentioned so many times previously, all these things are now, non-Muslims are telling us, we have to wash our hands. Whereas we have it in our life. But you and I never had the himmat to propagate our deen. And as soon as this virus came out, we should be the first people to show the whole ummah, wudu, ghusl, taharat, pak safi, all these things we should have been showing them. May Allah forgive us, may Allah make us realize we are only concerned about our own dunya. That is all. How more rich and wealthy I can become, and how happy and content my life can be, I am not bothered about the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah forgive me, there's so many things I would like to share. And I do not want to become emotional. This is the time to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ruju ilallah. At home, masjid, madrasa, wherever it is. So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincere tawbah istighfar. Imagine, we do not know what is going to happen next. What is going to be the next trial and tribulation? We do not know. Yet we have time, and somebody has shown me, the silly comments people are making, a joke, a mockery of different places, different countries, about the virus and about washing your hands. Ya Allah, how immature are we behaving? When does a person have time to play with all these silly things? If something happened in China, whether it happened in Haramain Sharifain, whether in South Africa, America, wherever it is, we are an ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Each one of us are the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So are we going to forget the rest of the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In every opportunity to make a joke and laugh and mock, sometimes we are mocking deen. This is not a time to mock and make jokes. This is the time to see, like Yunus alayhi salam, people saw that azab coming. Immediately, lamma amanu kashafna anhum azab al-khizi fil hayati dunya. The moment they brought iman, Allah removed that azab. Allah is too kind. Brothers, as much as we will be told that this thing can become such that every person, Allah save us, that he can spread more and more. But everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's khazana is so full that Allah can give every single person shifa, yet nothing will diminish from the treasures of Allah. This is our belief, this is our yaqeen. So we have to turn to Allah. Ya Allah, you remove this bala. And Ya Allah, do not test us. Our Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah should always make dua. Ya Allah, hum bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, do not test us. I have always mentioned, ask Allah for afiyat, afiyat, afiyat. And this is where it will help us now, inshallah. All the time you ask Allah for afiyat. Continue asking Allah for afiyat. After asking Allah for afiyat, if, for instance, somebody gets sick or something happens, then that is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the will of Allah. It doesn't mean now, this man, oh, now he's being punished. No, he's a believer. He's a namazi. A bala has come upon him. Why? Because Allah wants him to become closer to Allah. If he passes away in that condition, sickness, he gets shahadat, that's his martaba. He's fortunate in that sense. You and I are not, how can we be judgmental and we pass remarks? May Allah forgive us. May Allah give us true understanding of deen. So I will just again emphasize this. Inshallah, tomorrow, the next day, as we are given guidelines, it will be posted on the masjid board. Brothers have reminded me, those who wish to bring their own musalla, most welcome. There's no problem in all that. But now the main thing, remember, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, whoever develops in himself taqwa, obey Allah's commandments, refrain from evil, Allah will make an opening for you. This is the promise of Allah. Promise of Allah. We are believers, believe in it. We make our effort and we take the necessary precautions and whatever asbab to use, but taqwa in our life. Genuine, genuine taqwa. Allah promises, Allah makes a makhraj, an exit for him. And وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah provides for him from unseen sources. This morning after Fajr in the Hadith lesson, we end off with حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best of protector. This test is coming from who? Allah subhanahu. Whatever theory we can say and conspiracy, whatever it is, and who it is, in whose hands? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, I mentioned 2 weeks ago, on the first Monday majlis, may Allah overlook our faults and weaknesses. There are so many asbab. But one particular reason, when Allah sends an azab, and it is beyond our control, and this azab is widespread. Widespread. Good and bad, all suffering. Every person. Is when we do not make amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. We do not command people towards good and we do not forbid evil. So if we stop doing this, we don't call people towards good and we don't stop people from evil, ayya'ummahumullahu bi'iqabin minhu. In one hadith, part of the narration is, Allah sends an arm azab. Then people will make dua to Allah, Allah won't answer their duas. Brothers, again, turn to Allah. Tawbah, istighfar. Tawbah, istighfar. Tawbah, istighfar. Allah is too kind. Allah is too kind. Allah is too kind. I cannot explain more than this. Whatever Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq, we do. People are very worried in the whole world. I mentioned, don't overly panic. Again, tawajju ila Allah. Girgirakal, in your own self, solitude, tell your children, masum children at home, their duas are answered. They committed no gunas. Elderly people, white beard, ask them for duas, ourselves also, and take out sadaqah. And take out so much of sadaqah that you feel the pinch. You feel it a bit. And give it without show, solely for the pleasure of Allah. Hadith of Rasulullah sallam, bala will not come upon you. Allah will ward off that bala. Again, I can give another whole bayan on all these things. I said, I'm not going to give you a bayan on all these aspects. Listen to those talks again. Many ulama are giving all this throughout the whole world. Again, simply turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg Allah, Ya Allah, we made a mistake. Allah is so loving. Allah is so kind. Allah has got 100 parts of His mercy that He has divided. And only 1% He has sent into this world through which we find a mother shows mercy to her child, animals to their children. 99% Allah is held back for the day of Qiyamah for you and I. But this 1% of mercy is such that we turn to Allah. Allah will just open His floodgates of mercy. I mentioned previously, Allah has written on His arsh, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. That verily my mercy supersedes my anger. Allah could have chosen anything else to write there. But Allah chose this. So can you imagine Allah's mercy? Don't lose hope in Allah's mercy. No matter who you are, what sin you have committed. Now, Allah wants every person, sinners like myself, we have to turn to Allah. Pious people like you have to turn to Allah. A woman folk at home, young and old, turn to Allah. Masoom children, also ask them to make dua. Teach them. The whole ummah must go into harkat. The whole ummah must go into harkat. The non-Muslim must see the Muslims are doing something, and they must be able to see that Allah's mercy is coming. There's an incident, long incident, but just the last part, when the king wanted to kill that youngster who had brought iman, and the king tried various ways, we did it in the Riyadh al-Salihin, to try and kill him, but the king failed. The youngster tells the king, if you want to kill me, then you place me at a certain place, but next to it, by the tree, and you call all the people of the town, and all you need to say, Bismillah, Rabbil Ghulam, I'm taking the name of Allah, the Lord of this youngster. The king was a kafir, disbeliever. The king says that he shoots the arrow, and then he strikes this boy, and he passes away. But when that happens, all those disbelievers who were standing there, they realize that the only thing that this boy, what he prescribed to the king, that if you want to kill me, you have to say the following words. What? Bismillah, in the name of Allah. So when they saw that, they all brought iman. Like the magicians of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's time. So this is what we need to do, is show true Islam. Till now, we had weaknesses. May Allah overlook our weaknesses. When Qiyamah will take place, what's the next trial and tribulation? Allah knows best. Always ask for afiyat. And again, turn to Allah. Sincere tawbah, istighfar, dhikrullah, tilawat of the Quran. Our salat must be established. And give sadaqah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Recite Durood Sharif. Our full tawajjuh to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما اے مالک کریم ہم بہت کمزور ہیں یا اللہ ہم نے تیری نافرمانی کی یا اللہ we disobeyed you my Allah every law of yours every hukam of yours my Allah Ya Allah, we did not care that we were disobeying you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have reached an ebb now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have brought this halat upon ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know your hilm, ya Allah. You are so tolerant, so tolerant, so tolerant. But my Allah, when you catch a person, then my Allah. Ya Allah, your catch is very, very severe. A Malik, a Kareem. Ya Allah, you made us in the ummah of your beloved Nabi, ya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ہم تیرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی پیاری امت ہے یا اللہ اللہ you bless us with ایمان making a شکر to you for that ایمان یا اللہ you give us بے شمار نعمت یا اللہ still my Allah we do not appreciate your نعمت my Allah ہم نے قدر نہیں کی یا اللہ اے مالک کریم now when we are tested like this my Allah there are even masajid my Allah یا اللہ this پابندی upon us now my Allah اے مالک کریم ہم کیا کریں گے میں اللہ یا اللہ do not close our مساجد میں اللہ this is the only link we have میں اللہ یا اللہ do not close our مساجد میں اللہ اللہم افتح لنا ابواب رحمتك اللہم افتح لنا ابواب رحمتك اے مالک کریم give us ہدایت میں اللہ all of us will freeze our hands now give us ہدایت میں اللہ Give a woman folk at home hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, young and old, give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, puri ummat si Allah, parishan aliyah, my Allah. Nobody is spared, my Allah. Nobody is spared, my Allah. But the person is pious or impious, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know what trial is going to come next, my Allah. We do not know what's going to happen next, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not recite your Quran Sharif properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not make tadabbur over the meanings, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not make amal, my Allah. Ya Allah, sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we found false in my Allah. Ya Allah, every day we make such stupid statements and silly statements, my Allah. Ya Allah, in reality we are mocking your beautiful deed, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maafurma. Ya Allah, those who have gone astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us go astray now, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Protect our iman, my Allah. Keep us united, my Allah. Ya Allah, what raz you have, you know best, my Allah. Your hikmat, we cannot understand, my Allah. Ya Allah, you may have got something good in this, my Allah. Good for us and good for the entire ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, but grant us afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, it what is meant for us in this, ya Allah. Give us shahadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make this a means of rahmat for us, my Allah. Make it a means of rahmat for us, my Allah. Qurb to you, my Allah. Don't make it such that, my Allah, that we complain about your decree, ya Allah, and your tafdeer, my Allah. Don't make it a means of us going further away from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the pabandis that we have placed upon us, my Allah. Soften the hearts of the government, my Allah. Ya Allah, soften the hearts of the disbelievers, my Allah. Make them see the truth of Islam now, my Allah. Ya Allah, the purification of Islam, my Allah. The heart of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, that is hum paak log hai, my Allah. Our food is paak, my Allah. Hamara khana halal hai, my Allah. Hamara pehna halal hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make wudu, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make ghusl, my Allah. We make istinja, my Allah. Ya Allah, your beautiful teaching of your beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we make miswak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we eat with our hands, my Allah. All this pyare, pyare sunnat, my Allah. We make musliman bankar, ya Allah. Humne usko chhod diya, ya Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Protect our masajid, our marakis, my Allah. Our madaris, my Allah. Our darul ulum, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. You are Sami'a, my Allah. You are Basir, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum toh bahut kamzor log hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, we the weakest of all your bandas, my Allah. Ya Allah, the barakat of Surah Yasin, my Allah. Remove that bala, my Allah. Ya Allah, we put yaqeen in you, my Allah. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Allahumma anta rabbi. لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت ربي اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم أنت العفو الأكرم يا مالك الكريم يا بيت الله يا الله يا بيت الله يا الله Tawaf is took, my Allah. He said little, but it is allowed, my Allah. Raza Mubarak, my Allah. Allah salam is with took, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum kya karenge ab, my Allah. Umrah is took, my Allah. Allah, you know, this with the Hajj, you will talk to them, my Allah. Allah, I'm the kamzor log here, my Allah. We need an umrah. We need our masajid. Otherwise, our iman will go away, my Allah. Allah, this little that is left, my Allah. Do not take this away from us, Allah. Allah, your nazar ek rahmat. Your nazar ek karam, my Allah. Look at us with a merciful. With mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, look at us with mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this dunya we have seen, my Allah, the child that has troubled the mother, my Allah. Ya Allah, the stubborn child, my Allah, despite the warnings of the mother, despite the passion and love of the mother. Ya Allah, the child, when disobeys the mother spanks the child, my Allah. The child cries, the child goes away, but comes back to the mother. Hey Allah, you have placed that 1% of rahmat, which the Rasulullah has mentioned in hadith, my Allah. Mercy in the heart of that mother for the child. That the mother goes and embraces the child. She wipes up the tears of the child's face. She hugs the child. Allah, she forgives the child. Ey Malik, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy, my Allah. We are asking you tonight, by your Isma Azam, your Asmaul Husna, your Sifat Al Ula. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Protect the Ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Ummat Marhuma, my Allah. This special Ummat, my Allah. Your beloved Nabi, beloved Ummat, my Allah. For this Ummat, he crying, my Allah.
Allahumma fi ummati Allah. He cried behind that ummat, may Allah.
Ya Allah, give the non-Muslim hidayat, may Allah. Grant them iman, may Allah. Those of us who have, you have blessed with iman, make us be stronger in our iman. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible from you. From you, my Allah. And nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. You are Qadir Mutlaq, my Allah. You are Qadir, my Allah. You are Muqtadir, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Qadir, my Allah. Ya Allah, from that barpoor khazana of yours, my Allah, which never has any shortage, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are raising our hands, my Allah. We have taken your name, my Allah. Your Ismi Azam that you know, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions of the entire ummah in this country, every country, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters who are suffering in India, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. In Syria, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Palestine, remove the difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Chinese people, my Allah, the Muslims, in concentration camps, my Allah, remove their ya Allah, the torture they are going through, my Allah. Allah, jahan bhi musalman ho, ya Allah, pareshani door farma. Ya Allah, jahan bhi teri ummat ho, my Allah. Ya Allah, akhir teri ummat, ya Allah, makhlooq hai, ya Allah. Tere Muhammad Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki puri, yani pyari ummat hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are the beloved ummat of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. Even if the doctors have not found the cure, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. For you to remove this bala. Ya Allah, instantly, my Allah. As we read in Surah Yasin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we read the first kun for your kun, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't even have to say kun, my Allah. Ya Allah, you just will it and it happens, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, my Allah. Show us your Qudrat, my Allah. We believe in your Qudrat, my Allah. Do not test us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will become finished, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will be finished, my Allah. Ya Allah, iman ka khatra hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, deen ki hifazat khatre mein hai woh. Ya Allah, protect our deen, my Allah. Give us hidayat. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your adat. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, dhulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat and needs we have, my Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove all the difficulties, my Allah. Pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, make us change our life now, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of tawbat al-nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, this eyes has seen filth, my Allah. This ears have seen filth, my Allah. This zuban has spoken filth, my Allah. These hands and limbs have done filth, my Allah. But you are sattar. You are ghaffar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, sattari farma. Maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu shifa ata farma. Kamil shifa ata farma. Marhumin, Ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus. So many pious people have left us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we do not know when qiyamah will take place. Ya Allah, you alone know best. When the khabees, dajjal will emerge, my Allah. Ya Allah, if dajjal emerges and we are alive, my Allah. O our children, O our grandchildren, O our progeny, my Allah. Make us be on iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us fall into the trap of Dajjal, my Allah. Make us be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, make us be that jamaat who be on haqq, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us dhalin, mudillin. Make us hadin, mahdiin, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Mubarak month of Shaban will come now. Mubarak month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove this pabandi upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if things don't come right, my Allah. What will happen to us in the month of Ramadan, my Allah? Hey Malik, hey Kareem, this is 1 month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sinful people like myself, Ya Allah, we wait for, my Allah. Ya Allah, taki hamari dunao dhul jaye, my Allah. So that our sins are washed, my Allah. Hey Malik, hey Kareem, you are not bound by anything, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, for you to forgive means nothing, my Allah. To you, for you to shower your mercy upon us is nothing, my Allah. Hey Malik, hey Kareem, have some pity on some young person sitting here. Some masoom child listening to this program. Some sister who is listening. Some of our mother. Ya Allah, our elderly brothers here, my Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Because be united, my Allah. Don't make it such that matter is becoming aggravated, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Give us hidayat. Make us do the right things for our masjid, for our madrasas, for the ummah, my Allah. Allahumma alhimna marashid umurina. Allahumma alhimna marashid umurina. Ya Allah, it's difficult for people like me, ya Allah, to make any decision, my Allah. Ya Allah, we only looking to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us make ghalat fasla, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make us make the right fasla, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hikmat, my Allah. Grant us hikmat, my Allah. Grant us hikmat, my Allah. Sahih samaj ata farma. Ya Allah, that will be beneficial for the ummah of Nabi Akareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And such that we come closer to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wise. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abram, qarabin, maqbuleen. Allah, all those requested du'as, accepted du'as, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Allah, the days that are going to come, my Allah. Allah, it will be good days for us, my Allah. Till mouth comes to us, my Allah. Till mouth comes to us, my Allah. Rasulullah has told us in the hadith, my Allah. Times of fitna, we should not desire more, my Allah. Allah, we are asking you, my Allah, to help us overcome this fitna and fasad, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.